Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy, have a great Friday, you.
Have a great Friday, wonderful. You mother.
Yeah, what yeah. Maria said. Whatever she said. I don't even know what she said. I mean, it's all bleeped out at the end. I don't know. It's faulty recording, I guess. Something good, though, I'm sure. Something really good. You know, I mean, you can hear it in her voice. Have a great Friday, you guys.
You can tell she has the best of intentions.
Oh, obviously. I can't believe what a good person she is. All right, let's get to the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank continues to support our local communities during the pandemic. The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to over 20 Bay Area school districts so they can buy vital equipment to keep people healthy and technology gear to keep students learning. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Nice.
All right. Here's what's happening. So today will be sunny and cool. Nice day ahead. Nice weekend ahead, I should say, but there will be clouds sort of moving in next week and possible rain, so enjoy this weekend. Should be
will
a good
do.
One.
Will do, Vin. You guys got big plans over at your house?
Oh, yeah. Well, the first most important thing of the weekend is that on Sunday I will watch Tom Brady win his 7th Super Bowl.
Oh, who even knows? Who cares about that number?
Uh-huh. Super Bowl Sunday. Bucks versus Chiefs. 3:30, get your snacks early. You're not going to want to rush to the store on Sunday and be caught.
You're definitely not going to want that.
So yeah. I've already stocked up. We're ready to go. No, I don't have any plans. It's just another weekend. I don't have anything special happening. Do you? I mean, you have a big night tonight, it sounds.
Big night tonight. We're going to do a bike ride
tomorrow. It sounds
like
there won't be anything left to you after tonight.
No, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. All right. Yeah, it's not a huge drinking crowd. You have a couple beers, turn in early, get a good night's sleep. Oh, we're getting our hedges trimmed tomorrow. That'll be hot.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. I'm excited. There needs to be some work done up there.
That'll
and it's
be
tall.
Hot.
It's so tall. Yeah, that'll be good. You know, hedges trimmed. Sounds hot, doesn't it?
I don't think so, but okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, Super Bowl Sunday, Bucks versus Chiefs, 3:30, everyone.
I can't wait.
Yeah. It's very exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Also, our government continues to work on the new COVID relief or stimulus plan. Don't spend your $1,400 yet, though, okay? Like, they're working on it. It's in the works. It's probably not smart to go credit card the thing you've had your eye on, knowing that you've got money coming when the money may or may not.
Don't count your chickens before
right.
they hatch.
That's all. And that's just a little friendly advice. I realize you don't want to take money advice from me, especially the people who love sending me the new Snap stock number.
Those people probably don't listen to you for advice on money.
No, they don't. In fact, they love, I can't say what I think they're doing with that number each time they send it, but I think you know what I mean.
You know what, Vinny? You didn't lose money on that.
No, I invested, lost a ton, and waited 4 years to get back to to even.
And then in the end, you realized no loss. So Who among
and
us?
And now that
say
the stock
that?
Has tripled from that number, it feels like I'm getting it repeatedly where the sun doesn't shine.
Something
if
about
you
a
know
back
what I
door?
Mean.
That was that a back door motion?
It was just a motion of right there for you, sir. Thank you so much. You nice people.
Yeah.
Anyway, all I'm saying is don't spend your they're working on it. It does seem to have some hurdles ahead, though, so you won't see it this week.
$58.
What are you doing? Oh, actually, go ahead and do it. I mean, please, after all the crap I've already taken from you two this morning, just pile it on them.
What are you talking about? We haven't given you any crap this morning.
Oh, okay.
I'm
oh,
your I, resource department.
My mistake.
I love the way this sort of pencils out, actually. A new poll asked gamers if they'd rather get the vaccine today or that new hard-to-get Xbox.
Oh, well, they want the Xbox, obviously.
Yeah, almost all of them said, I'll take the Xbox and then I'll stay in for the foreseeable future and I won't get COVID.
Anyway.
I don't need a vaccine if I'm in playing my new gaming system.
Which I just got, which is so exciting.
Yeah, I don't know if that's available yet or not, but that stuff. There still continues to be sewing machines, according to the first celebrity
get those,
trash.
No problem.
You can get those. Everything else is in short supply.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous how hard it is to get stuff.
Yeah.
In which month is nine? Is that
September?
Oh, September. That's September. I ordered a surfboard in September, which would usually take maximum 2 months to make.
I see.
I still have not gotten that board.
I'm so sorry, Vin. Is that to replace the one that didn't you just
nine,
break
no,
one or
that
something?
Actually that's it, they're two totally different things. But 9:15, where are we at? We're almost coming up on 2:15.
Yeah.
However many months that is.
That's
I think
five
it's
months.
Five.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous. Still no
I'm
sign
very
of the
sorry.
Thing.
Yeah.
Well, it, you know. I have other ones. I just there's an example of why everything.
Well, listen, you couldn't get a fridge, for God's sake, you know?
I know.
Like, fridges aren't they just around? Don't they have a warehouse full of fridges? They're like, yes, please take one.
Yeah, you'd think.
You would.
A couple weeks back, too, I couldn't even get power.
I know, you've had a tough couple weeks here. You really have.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to redemption this Sunday at 3:30.
Well, just like the GOAT says, the best year is way out in front of us.
Right.
Hasn't even happened yet.
This is one of those weird stories, but I do like it because I certainly have suffered from this problem. And I feel like it's a normal problem. And yet, for some reason, there's only, let me see, only 27% have admitted, 27% of men have admitted that it has happened to them.
Oh, this is what you meant by arrive early.
Yes.
I didn't know. I was like, why would anyone be upset if someone got someplace early?
Because it doesn't allow you to enjoy.
It doesn't really allow
your
anyone.
Destination.
No.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Everyone's bummed out about it.
So we're talking about the unfortunate experience of being premature. The adult toy shop Adam and Eve just ran a survey about men's early
prematurity.
Yes. You know, they say that it means a man finishes in 1 minute or less.
Oh, boy. I'd be fine with that these days. I mean, come on.
I always thought that it was.
Sounds great. Oh, it's over.
Well, okay. I accept that definition. Anyway, only 27% of men have admitted that that's happened to them. Oh, really? So let me ask you a question. That happened to you?
Sure. Oh, to me? Like, I got there early?
No, I mean that the guy, you're,
sure,
here's you and a guy,
that,
you go on a date.
That's not an abnormal thing.
There's like
you know,
a
if
build
you're really
up.
Hot, all of a sudden, it's, you know, I know
I'll
what
get
you're
you
getting
time.
At. Yeah. Oh, this one's for you. Yeah, that one's for you.
This
no problem.
One's for me.
It's fine. You know, as you were saying it, I thought to myself, I think what you're going for is, I haven't even, the guy hasn't even got his pants off yet. And it has
That's
happened.
Never happened to me. So yeah. That, if that were the definition, I would say, okay, well, sure, then a much smaller percentage. But I'm talking about...
We're talking about you've breached the hull.
Yes, you're together.
And it's just
And you're already
over.
Going, oh, no. Oh, God, no. Hold still. Don't move.
Do not move. Not right. one move. Millimeter. Don't move. Just hold on.
I feel Stop. Like that's a fairly, first of all, God, when I was a young man.
Sure.
Just you're know, not moving, things. But you're still flexing. Oh, no.
Yeah, don't. No kegels. Stop that.
Weirdly, 27% have admitted it's happened to them, and only 19% of women have say it's happened to the guy they were with.
Oh. No, it's happened. I mean, that happens. It happens. In fact, we used to, like, you know, when early days in the relationship I'm in now and in others, like, it happened so fast that you just, like, get that one out of the way.
Right.
Right.
And then, uh-huh. and then yeah. now we can resume.
And actually be comfortable and, actually, right. and enjoy it. Sure. And there's a much
Maybe have different a little marathon
level,
even.
Right, of control, yes. So that also leads them to the conclusion that a lot of men or a percentage of men have faked it, which I have had to do as well.
Poor thing.
Mm. Well, listen, the early, what do they call that? The foreplay was aggressive towards me in a way that
so
I was
sorry.
Like,
You're
no, it was nice. It was just like, and then she stopped and was like, my turn. And I was already far too.
I've passed the window. I'm out on the lawn.
Yes, you understand. Mm. So anyway, these stories
That's
don't
my new
feel
song,
comfortable
pass the
telling
window,
on the
just,
air anymore.
You know,
I'm going to move on.
Okay.
A bar in Oklahoma.
Yes.
Okay. Which you think, are they even open?
Sure they open? Are. I mean, Oklahoma sounds like a place where everything's open. I don't know. Maybe that's crass of me to say.
An 18-year-old girl named
It's a red state.
Blakely Sands tried to go to a bar outside Oklahoma City on Tuesday and was feeling pretty good about her fake ID.
Oh, all
and right. 18 years old.
Yeah.
The bartender carded her because she looked about 15.
Yeah.
And when she flashed her fake ID, they took it.
Oh no, I hate when that happens. Can't even go to another bar and try this. Come on. She needs to grow a mustache. That helps, you know.
Instead of just leaving, she called the cops and claimed the ID was real. And so now she's facing charges instead of just leaving and calling it good.
I need to get my drink on. I want to be where the people are, where everyone knows my name.
I waited so long for this thing. So you had to give them an old license. Some people were using licenses from someone that kind of looked like that. But either way, you give it to this person and this person would put something on it that would show your different birthday. But it made the ID extra thick. So you could, these were the old California IDs
yes.
that were sort of
kind of laminate over it and right.
Anyway, so that thing, when I finally got it, I waited weeks, probably almost 2 months for the thing, and you're just like twitchy over it. I can't wait till I'm set free in the grown-up world and I can do all the fun stuff. And then I got it and I'm just like, this is so janky.
Oh.
It only worked in little mini markets. There was no way I could get into
if they,
any
if
bars
you had to hand
thing.
It to someone,
yeah,
it was over.
That was it. In PB, this was when I was in college, Pacific Beach, all the cool bars with all the hot chicks were there. And every time, take that out, I'd be like, I gotta go, bye. And my friends would go in and I'd be like, dang
it. I wanna lose it. Can you guys like sneak me a beer out the bathroom window?
Now my friends are in the bar partying and I'm roaming around PB waiting for them to finish having fun.
I'm so sorry, Vin.
Oh. Bummer. Of course, girls don't experience that. Usually, if Blakely, you know, they say here in the story, she looked
15. Yeah, Blakely.
Blakely. Looked 15, so they don't want no trouble. But usually, girls just walk right through.
Sure. Mm-hmm. We would love to have some girls in here, please.
Don't you, Sarah?
Girls do have that going for them.
Mm-hmm. Do you get that treatment, Nicole?
Yeah, I've got it at the club before where I got to cut the line with my friends because they do count like how many girls compared to guys.
So they want some girls in there. That's why they have ladies' nights.
And I know
because you know girls don't want to hang at bars, and so when they show up, they're like, "Come on,
I rather go to the bar than the club." But yeah, it's the same usually. Sometimes guys will always have to pay a cover, the girls don't usually.
Right,
unless the guy comes with a group of girls.
Yeah, then he's good to go. Yeah.
I'm with them.
Would you say that your marriage proposals have doubled or tripled since being on the morning show, Nicole?
I was like, is this for Sarah? No.
Is this getting some
point where
you like no, you to marry me?
Have you had, like, have people reached out via email? Like, listen, I saw you on the clip of the day, and I just, you're the one for me.
What about DMs and stuff?
Yeah.
I haven't really checked my DMs, so maybe I'll check
that. You should check your DMs.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah.
I'm sure you're
she's just not
up.
On the prowl. It's weird.
Or she's just lying as usual.
She's probably
I'll
lying.
Check, and I'll it's let you guys lying. Know.
Yeah. You're a liar. Yeah.
All right, go ahead and check and not let us know, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, I have plans tell us a lie. For Galentine's Day, and that's it.
Galentine's yeah. Day. Yeah. Adorbs.
So we do it every
super
year.
Super cute.
I love that. Yeah. What possible plans can you have? What, are you going to Zoom together?
No, the one friend that I have quarantined. There's two friends I've quarantined with, but it's just me and my one friend that we always do something every year, and it's not.
Are you going to eat a whole box of heart-shaped chocolates together? Or like, what's going to are you going to make a, you know, necklaces out of those little message hearts?
No, we usually went out drinking, but now I don't know what we're going to do.
Well, I just gave you two really good ideas, so you're welcome.
Thank you. We usually do exchange gifts,
really
but
good ideas. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, Sarah and her good ideas.
I'm full
you're
of
known
them.
For
just
them.
Ask me. I right. sure am. That is true.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I don't know. I asked Brent what my good ideas are. Let's see. I got some mean tweets. Also, I've got something that just seems wrong. And something that just seems right. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.